I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have you ever thought, anybody in this room, I doubt it, about A, if you want a tombstone, and B, what you would want on it?
I have.
I have thought of that.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if I want to be buried or cremated.
Okay. Because technically you could be both, right?
Yeah, some people could do that. Yeah, you could be cremated and then interned. But, you know, it was always just a sort of a foregone conclusion that I would be buried, because everyone was buried,
yeah.
You know, especially like in the Catholic Church or whatever. I mean, and maybe in, I think, most of Christianity, that's kind of just what you did,
yeah,
for a long, long time. And now, and I think it was easier then, though, because like most of my family kind of stayed in the same place, but I'm the first one that moved around and everything. I mean, if I'm in a cemetery, will it really matter? It's not like I'm in the family set of plots, you know, like here's, you know, 18 generations of Michaels or whatever. You go, well, I just be there alone. And when my kids get older, they'll probably move around. And they're probably not going to be buried next to me. So maybe I should just be cremated, put in an urn, and then sprinkled about somewhere.
Yeah.
And not have a tombstone.
If you did have a tombstone, have you ever thought about what would be on it?
No, I mean, I don't know that I would put anything crazy or weird on it. I think probably just like, you know, me and then father, husband, son, whatever. I don't know.
Maybe you have to put like what's in your social media bio.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
What do I have?
I would say my life, your entertainment. I think I put that on my Instagram the day I started it, like back in 2009 or something.
Oh, mine would be perfect. Like on my ex account, Radio Windbag. Amateur thinker, amateur builder, amateur landscaper, amateur automotive critic, amateur dad, professional lover. That's what I want.
There it is.
That's
mine would
great.
Be father of three wonderful boys, bonus dad for three more, great ones, married to Kayla, talk show host, play-by-play guy, well aware that I was never cool. That's not a bad one.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
That's not bad at all.
Mine is 27, Michigan, professional idiot.
There you go.
Yeah, you just have to change the year according to
when I'm dead.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new thing that's being added to a lot of gravestones. I don't know about a lot, but some. And I kind of think it's a good idea. Kind of. I think it will be hard. Like, my parents would never think this was a good idea because they're still, you get buried, you go and you put plastic flowers on there every year and you clean up around the gravestone. That's what you do.
Right.
But for, like, my kids, this might make a lot of sense.
This mom is going to the cemetery to visit her three children who were tragically killed by a drunk driver.
Oh, God, what an awful thing.
That is terrible.
She's not just laying flowers and walking away. She's reliving their most cherished memories.
No.
It's a new way to remember the dearly departed while at the cemetery.
So how does it work? These medallions are affixed to the headstone, and they have a QR code on them. All you do is scan that QR code with your phone, and immediately, treasured moments appear before your eyes, giving you mini biographies of the dearly departed.
We have a lot of families that really do it to help bring kind of closure to what they're going through.
Christy Askew's husband, Daniel, passed away from Huntington's disease 2 years ago. The QR code has helped keep Daniel's memory alive for her children.
I love that anybody that goes to his gravesite, they can get to know the man that's laid to rest there. Not just a name and some dates, but they get to know him.
Do you think there'll be a time where people will be like, I'm going to go get to know the people that are in the cemetery near my house?
No.
Like, there's a walking trail next to where we live. And at one point you go by a pretty significantly sized cemetery and there's tombstones that face the walking trail.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't imagine ever going over and, like, if one had caught your eye and it seems impersonal.
I think that
it
was,
it seems like it's too personal. It's not my business.
I think it was worded weird where they said people can just scan it, because obviously it's meant for the people that know you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can bring it up.
I mean, anybody could.
So. But the people that know you already probably have access to those memories.
A lot of them would.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like saying you would never look through old pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
It's still, you know, it's still, I don't know. You want that something tangible that you can actually flip through or look at while you're there.
I think the people I would be most interested in doing that to wouldn't have QR codes. It'd be too old. Like, if I'm ever in a cemetery, you know, visiting, you know, somebody who's passed or whatever, I kind of like going through, like, the old ones and going, oh, wow, this person was buried in 1853 or something. Mm-hmm. Like, so you see those?
Yeah.
Those would be the ones I would want a QR code, but that obviously can't happen.
No, but it can, because then a family member could take pictures from, like, their photo albums
and retrofit it.
And
well, probably not to 1853, though.
Yeah, but like,
but it would have to be
the
really
even.
Old ones.
Yeah,
and that would
some
be cool.
People have done that with their loved ones where they tell their story for them or whatever. Or they've shared, like, their parents' mm-hmm. like, first dance on the QR code, so you can see, like, they're buried together.
Oh, that's neat.
That. I absolutely would do this. If I were, my brother worked in a cemetery, multiple, for a long time throughout the country, and they were so beautiful. They're massive. And he could go around and tell you what the different little carvings and things meant, or if there were medals or something like that, or certain wording meant certain stuff. And the people that are buried in those massive mausoleums. Yeah, and there's ones here in our home state. They're pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
If I could walk up and QR code that and figure out who the hell is in a pyramid here.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Like, that'd be so neat. I absolutely would do that.
Yeah, that's what I would want to do. I wouldn't want the recent ones. Those would just make me feel bad.
Yeah. Now, if something happened to you, though, Hot Wings, and we put a QR code on yours, I just pulled something that you said earlier about you would never fluff your brother. And I would love to be able to do that to people, too.
Do you think you could update it?
Yeah, where you can update
sure
it to
could.
Funny
well,
stuff
probably.
That you find.
Yeah, it's a website.
Yeah, somebody's in charge of that website. And we have content that's
like, here's who he was in his personal life, and that's his wife's little tab, or girlfriend's little tab, or kids' tab, and then the work tab that we get to update.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get unrestricted access to it.
Oh, yeah.
I would be fine with that. I'm not around. And if it brings people, you know what? If in death my stupidity can still bring people joy, great. I
what if we just use
that.
It to blame you for all bad things?
I wouldn't like that.
But you're dead, so it doesn't
like
matter.
That.
Yeah, I mean, in my death, let me just put this on the record. In my death, use me as the scapegoat for anything you want.
I
don't mind.
Yeah, I don't think I would want that. I will say this. I don't believe in ghosts, but if they're real, I will haunt you if you mistreat my memories. The only thing that I wouldn't like about this, I think this would be okay if you're in the cemetery alone, which most of the time it's not a hubbub of activity, but if there are other people around, if somebody's visiting a gravesite two down from you and you got some idiot that's like, bah, 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 and they're playing their phone, you know, it's like the people that walk through the park talking out loud.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, that would suck.
It would. I'm not surprised that you don't like QR codes on gravestones. You were already mad at menus that were QR codes. So,
what part of me just said I don't like QR codes?
You're worried about them.
I just
making
said it,
too much noise.
I just said I wouldn't like it if there were other people around. Then you should tone it down a little.
Absolutely.
In those
they got to step this up. Go from QR codes to me just hologram. Watching a video on my phone. I want a hologram.
That'd
I want to see that
can you
first
imagine,
dance that you were talking about happening
like,
right in front of me.
If you walk through the cemetery and based on the angle you're at, all of a sudden the holograms pop up of the people.
And they start talking. What if before
well,
you
terrifying.
Die, when
it's
you
like
plan your funeral, they
Museum
can
of
do
Presidents.
That. Like they say, hey, come and record like a 20-minute video at most. And if you want, it's a hologram that pops up when people visit your gravesite of you talking about who you were.
You stand in the X and the person pops up.
Yeah, like, hey there, I'm Kelly. Nice to meet you.
Oh, that
this
would be
is what we need.
That would be so I would be sitting like cross-legged like a yogi. Just doling out weird advice.
Here's some info. Funeral director checking in. Those QR sites need annual renewals. Great idea, but I've always thought nothing like handing down another subscription to my children and grandkids. Which means at some point, your people are going to go there and hit the QR code, and it's going to be a dead link.
Oh, that's sad.
Irony.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can make your own QR code and have it linked to wherever you want.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a weird hang-up. They showed the lady, and this is my thing. I don't expect her to abide, but she was sitting in front of the tombstone on top of the concrete pad where her. They showed the lady where her kids had been taken tragically by the drunk driver. And she's sitting right on where they'd be buried. Mm-hmm. And I know that the person is dead, and I do not like walking on in a cemetery where the body is.
I don't either.
From, like, the tombstone down 6 feet, or however many.
You don't get up close to the tombstone?
I do, but I stand off to the side. I will go out of my way to not walk where the bodies are. And I don't think it's, I don't think someone is in heaven going, ow, that hurts. I don't think anything like that. It just feels disrespectful. No one taught me that, but why does my brain think that?
I don't know.
No one else?
I think that too.
That's never bothered me.
Don't even care.
It's never bothered me.
If it's a small enough headstone, I'm going to step over it, honestly.
I would never say to someone, hey, get up, you're on my uncle.
Like, I won't go out of my way to walk, you know, all over strangers, I guess. But,
yeah, if you walk into the cemetery.
You walk down the path and you get to where you're going. I'm like, I would think that if the spirit knows I'm here, they wouldn't really care that I was standing on them. They'd be happy that I was here and remembered them 20 years later.
Yeah, but what if the spirit of somebody else that you just stepped over, like, they're pissed off at you? Because if one spirit knows, all the other ones know.
That's what I said. I mean, I don't go out of my way to, like, you know, I'll generally walk down the rows and then stand in front of the tombstone I'm at. But
what if they made it so that when you scan the QR code somebody writes, it shows you how the person died? That would be the darkest S I've ever seen.
Very macabre.
It would.